Welcome to the Britpop Show, where this week I am celebrating the fact that I am alive. And not just in the way that we all ought to celebrate the fact that we are alive and embrace life. It's the fact that technically, last week, I died for a very short amount of time. I'm going to leave you on that cliffhanger while we have a little bit of David Ford.
Never made time, you never made much sense. We never stood a chance, if we're honest. You were not the first, and I won't be the last. But if it makes it better, you can call me what you will. To get home late, no one's here. I'll pace around the house and sit in my chair. And if you think of me, it doesn't mean a thing. Why don't you just tell me what you really think again? I don't care what you call me. Oh, why? I don't care what you call me. No, why? I don't care what you call me. It won't hurt anymore. I know I let you down, but Christ, you let me know. Every time and time again, another afternoon, get drunk and disappear. So call me what you will. Raining on down, what else can you throw at me? I haven't heard before. I don't care what you call me. Oh, I don't care what you call me. 'Cause it won't hurt anymore. I don't care what you call me, 'cause it won't hurt anymore.
Now, I say without irony or exaggeration that David Ford is, in my opinion, the best English songwriter currently out there. He's a solo artist. He's currently on tour. If you're lucky enough to get a ticket, go and see him. He's a friend of the show, but I was a big fan of his before he came on the show. Please go and see him and support him and listen to his music, because he has got a lot of good stuff. Waiting for the Storm. If you like that one, listen to Waiting for the Storm. It's legendary. Right, back to the fact that technically I died last week. Now, you may have been listening in previous podcasts, and if you haven't, you can catch up online. I tend to go to Podbean, but basically anywhere else, Amazon Music, anywhere you want, really, apart from Spotify, because no one goes to Spotify anymore, just because of what they do to the artists. But that's another argument. Right, back to the point. So I had an atrial fibrillation, and the reason I'm explaining this is because somebody else might be going through this and they might be a little bit concerned, and I just explained to you what happened. So atrial fibrillation is basically where my heart wasn't quite beating the way it ought to. And what they said that they could do is basically stop my heart and then restart it. So basically, like a defibrillation, boom, a load of electricity through your body and stop your heart and restart it. And it should go back into normal rhythm. That should bit was a little bit concerning. Yeah, well, it normally happens, but yeah, I'm sure it will. Don't worry about it. Anyway, so slightly nervous up till Wednesday. But if anybody's going through this, it was fine. General anaesthetic, 5 minutes, boom, zap, didn't know anything about it. Back currently into normal rhythm. And that, as far as I'm concerned, is something to celebrate. Because I've not come back, I've not just come back. As Reef would put it, I've come back brighter. Yeah.
I open the curtains wide. The sun caught your face, made you light up the bedroom, feeling all soft inside. You smile with a beautiful smile.
Anyway, slightly remiss of me this week. We are 15 minutes, quarter of the way through the show, and I still haven't told you what the theme is. The theme is 30 years since Cast released their debut album. And I remember the first time I heard it, I was sitting in the barber's chair. That's right, the radio was on. That's how long ago it was I needed to go to the barber. And the radio was on, and I heard this song, and it was by Cast. I think it was either Sandstorm or Fine Time. And I thought, that sounds good. I was a student at the time. Went out and got the CD, so I'm almost certainly listened to it on an HMV listening post first, but nevertheless went out and bought it. What a great album. And of course, Cast have been celebrating a rebirth because they've been supporting Oasis on their massive tour. So it's quite apt that 30 years later, we're celebrating the release of their debut album. Here's some of it.
You gotta let it out if you wanna let it in. You gotta let a little bit of loving in and make it all begin. You gotta look by time, pick the right time and make a change. Cause it's a look by time to pick the right time and make a change. So when you're gonna learn that it takes all sorts, don't you think that life would be a little drab if you had the same thoughts? Cause you're taking all the good, but you're leaving with the bad. And if you don't make a change pretty soon, there won't be nothing coming back. You gotta look by time, the right time to make a change. Cause it's a look by time, the right time to make a change. I do believe you read the verse. Yeah.
you better let it out. If you wanna let it in, you better let a little bit of loving in. I need it all beginning. You gotta find time, the right time to make a change. You better find time, the right time to make a change. I do believe you read the verse. I do believe you wrote the words. I just need to let you out.
And if you've been on the socials, you'll see that Shed 7 are teasing us with something from next year. They're doing sort of clips from what looks like the album cover for A Maximum High, which is their second album. Brilliant album. So, and it looks like there's a date that's floating around, the 6th of the 6th, 26. So I wonder what's going to... It's probably going to be some massive gig that they're going to do next June. More will be revealed, no doubt. And once it is, I will let you know. In the meantime, let's not just play the best song off that album. Let's play the best song they ever did.
I don't wanna spend the rest of my days
And this week we're doing 30 years since Cast released their debut album, All Change. But we can't let this week go by without having a cheeky little nod to 35 years. It's a big number now, people. 35 years since Ride released their album Nowhere. And hopefully, Devo, you're listening. Maybe if you're not listening live, you're listening on the podcast, on Catch Up, you know where you can get it. Because I know they're a big favourite of yours. And I know this song in particular is a big favourite of yours. This is Vapor Trail.
First you look so strong, then you fade away. The sun will blind my eyes, I love you anyway. Thirsty for your smile, I watch you fall away. You are a vapor trail in a tiki sky. Oh,
But time to go back now to our theme, and our theme is 30 years since Cast released their brilliant debut album. They're on tour as well, so go out and see them. If you haven't already seen them when they were supporting Oasis, you lucky people. Let's have a bit more from it.
What they say.
And we can't let an episode about Cast go by without playing a little bit of Oasis. So I'm going to play something off their first album. And for the loudest album in history, it always feels a bit weird that it ends on this note. But what a tune, Married With Children. And that's it, the end of the show already. But there's a band that's on tour at the moment. We've got Kula Shaker announcing their tour for March next year. But the Blue Tones have currently started a tour. I think they just did Brighton, and they're moving around, including what looks to be a mega gig on the 13th of November in London, supported by the Supernaturals. Let's go out and get tickets, because at the moment a lot of Britpop bands are touring, and in a few years' time when they stop touring, we'll all be saying, oh, I wish I'd seen them one more time. So let's just get out there and do it while we can. This is the Blue Tones, Time and Again. Thanks again for listening. See you on the flip side.